Jan is a fairly newly elected Place 5 council member. Let me ask you first, are you going to run for re-election in May?
I'm waiting to see how the cards fall.
Okay, what kind of cards? What's the concern?
I'm hoping to see some more conservatives that come out to run for office.
Oh, so you might cede your give your seat up to somebody who you think would carry on your thoughts of conservatism. Is that basically right?
I'm just waiting to see how the cards fall.
Okay, well then I guess, and that's one question. I wasn't necessarily going to go there, but you made it well known that you are a Republican. And you have been active in the Republican Party in Brazos County. And generally, those kind of politics don't enter into city races. What made you decide to do that, number one? And then secondly, I guess, define for me a conservative in your view.
I think a conservative is someone who looks at the whole picture and sees the forest than the tree. We need to plan for the future, and I think we have to see the whole picture of the whole United States. The country is suffering extremely with bad financial problems and the huge debt, almost reaching $15 trillion by the end of the year. There's going to be the day that is coming sooner than I think a lot of people realize when the federal government, if it's properly handled so that the country does not fall to that debt, will say, we're cutting all these programs. The same thing has happened already in Texas. Our Republican leadership is seeing that we can't afford all the goodies that we've had in the past, and the grand lifestyle that we've enjoyed is not going to be a part of our future for a few years if we stop spending and use more fiscal responsibility.
Jana McMillan joining us this morning. Obviously, there was a learning curve when you came on council. What was the most daunting part of that learning curve for you?
A learning curve. Well, there's a lot of information to discern. Part of it is discerning whether what you always thought on the outside is true on the inside.
What's the biggest surprise that you've had?
That people don't take, that are on council and in the city, don't take fiscal responsibility carefully enough. There's an arrogance and a waste that is not reasonable or sound for our city. It doesn't respect the values of our taxpayers and our citizens. It doesn't respect the voice of our citizens. There's many people on the street that complain daily. At this point, I can't go to any place in town without getting someone who wants to say, what are we going to do to stop the waste of spending in College Station?
There was a discussion of a transportation fee in College Station that some members of council were not in favor of. What was your stand as far as that was concerned?
I was against it.
Okay. Now, that is only one. More and more cities are using impact fees, saying we're not raising your taxes, but they are still taking money out of citizens' pockets. Blanket statement as far as the impact fees, or are there some that you think would be worthwhile?
I think rather than slashing spending and reevaluating capital projects that cost the city a lot of money and evaluating what our core services are, the real functions of the city, which in my opinion are taking good care of our police department and their needs, taking good care of our fire department and their needs, taking care of our streets that are the main passage and thoroughfares that we all use. Those are the core services of our city. I have a real problem with electricity and the fact that our electricity rate is among the highest in the state, and we continue to increase that rate so we can transfer more money into the general fund. This hurts our citizens because there are many citizens who are on fixed incomes who are unable to work or too old to work, or they have too many young children to work with a lack of education to make a serious income. And we are basically using a hidden tax that is hurting College Station citizens.
Jana McMillan, a Place 5 city council member from College Station, joining us. One of the things that I've heard you say, which was interesting, was that you dislike the environment where so many faces, the same faces, show up on boards and commissions. Give me your thoughts on that and how you, I guess, would like to change that system.
Well, I think we need to give more new people that are new in town or new and showing interest to being on committees the chance to speak, because it seems like there's recurring faces on almost every committee. They've either been there for a really long time or they are on multiple committees, and there's no input in that. I've met in block walking a lot of people that are new to the city, some retirees that have been on council or have been on committees in other cities that have different perspectives that I think would be very valuable. Myself, I was in the second class of Citizens University with the city, and after I finished, I couldn't get on a single committee.
You applied for committees and were not seated, is that what you're saying? Let's talk about this. In addition to your time on council, obviously people need to understand more than the meetings, more than the workshops, there are other committees that you have to be on as council. What committees are you on, and what committees would you like to be on that you're not on?
Well, basically, I'm not on any committee. I try to attend as many meetings as I can. I attended the Medical Corridor meeting yesterday morning. I try to go to Homeowners Association meetings when I'm aware of them.
Why are you not on a committee? Don't you think that's part of your job?
Well, the only committee that I was offered at this point was the Audit Committee, and I chose to not participate in that committee simply because that is a committee where you kind of need to know more about specifics of accounting and budgeting that I'm not really qualified to be involved in. And when you commit that you've agreed with the auditor, then you need to really know that you were right in everything you believe to be true in the decisions that were made.
So is there no seat at a table for any committee that you do want to be on? What committee would you like to be on? Or do you just think that you don't want to be on any committee?
I guess I don't know the answer to that. I think everything is pretty much filled. I mean, I think I would serve well with the Visitors Convention Center Bureau. I have a real interest in helping bring in people that would use our hotels and restaurant facilities. I believe in that the way that we generate revenue should be through the private sector, not through increased taxing and fees to our citizens. Anything that promotes the city and brings tax revenues in, any hotel occupancy taxes that we can generate, I think are great ways to make money for the city and increase awareness of our presence as part of a major growing area in the state of Texas and to some degree to the country. I think we need to promote our city outside of our city.
Janet McMillan joining us this morning. In a move that surprised a lot of people, you signed a recall petition that involved other members of your council. Explain for our audience why you did that.
My initial reason to sign the petition was that I believe in personal property rights, and I think that even though legally Welborn had no leg to stand on, that there were two things that were a big problem with that. One was that it appeared that when they became strongly interested in incorporating, that the city decided to fast-track them. I felt that the efforts that were made of just sitting and listening was not enough, but there didn't seem to be anyone that was on the council or in the city that appeared to be interested in finding a mediator, a retired judge, someone that could sit down with the cities and plan a viable solution that would benefit both parties well. And I think fast-tracking the way it was in poor taste. It created a lot of anxiety and animosity to the people of Welborn. And if, in fact, they do become members and voters in the city of College Station, their voice will be heard in different ways. And I believe that we should be good neighbors, that we should respect their rights, and I expect them to respect our rights.
Have you floated the idea of a mediator with other members of council, or have you talked to any of them about that?
I did. I mentioned that to the mayor.
Uh-huh. And how was it received?
Poorly.
Okay. Obviously, there needs to be some bridge building. Any kind of a coalition is necessary in an elective body. The fact that you signed this petition, have you found that that's hurt your ability to build any kind of a coalition for things you want?
I perceive that based on the open meetings legislation that there is no coalition building that's really legal and ethical. It's not like Congress where you can go out and visit office to office and solicit commitments of votes. Therefore, it's basically, if done properly, kind of you can get ideas and information from one another on a limited basis that doesn't defy the quorum. But you're kind of on your own to some extent, just listening and hearing.
Well, workshop sessions are opportunities. That's not
an
open meeting.
That's true, but it is an open meeting, but we are presented a small amount of material.
Excuse me, I said that. I need to say executive sessions. I mean, there are opportunities where you can talk as a body, not in a quorum. You can at least get an idea out. You can float some ideas.
That's true, but when there's two members of our council that vote as a conservative base and five that vote consistently as a less conservative to liberal base. So, you know, winning an argument is pretty hard to do. My issues are based on a different set of issues because I feel my job as a council member is not to make the city council to look pretty or the staff, but to protect the citizens that elected me. And I need to hear their voice. I need to speak their voice. I don't need to bring my personal agenda, and I don't believe that people on council should bring their own personal agenda and their own personal pleasures of what they want for the city into the voting. It needs to be, everybody that I talk to has a common thread of this, and this is where they are interested in. Now, obviously, I don't get very many liberals calling me and discussing much of anything with me, but, you know, for the people that I represent, I guess, so to speak, in the conservative base, most of the issues are pretty much very similar ideas.
Okay. Kind of short answers here. As one member of council, how do you feel about the property on Chimney Hill and what should be done with it?
Sell it. It was bought in a very poorly planned out situation from my understanding of the situation. We need to reduce debt. Chimney Hill could be a great location for a private sector hotelier to build a meeting place / convention center that would house, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people if that's as big and they wanted to go that large a route, and if there is in fact a definite need for that situation. The city would get lots of money in taxes, in the hotel tax and ad valorem taxes, and the business community would increase their tax base because they would have more sales, retail sales. And the city wouldn't be in charge or worried about having to run another entity that they aren't really qualified to run, and everybody would win.
Single-member districts, how do you feel about that?
I think there's some merit to that because currently there is no distribution of ethnicity or differences in religious values as much. I think that it would be really healthy if we had, like in Bryan, they have more.
Did you say religious
diversity.
Values?
Yeah.
You want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, there's maybe some that have no religious values, and there may be some like me that have very strong Christian values. But as far as I know, there's no one. There is. Well, the mayor is Jewish, so that gives a different perspective, which is probably healthy. But we live in a culturally diverse community, and, you know, we don't see very many people that are now citizens that come from various other countries that are naturalized into the system.
Anything else on your radar screen?
Well, I guess I would like to say that my view on the animal shelter is probably different than the rest of the council, because I think it's not reasonable to accept a fee that is 105% increase without asking huge questions, where there's no accountability for the or transparency in the bookkeeping situation, and there has been some indiscretions made there. I think that a 15-year contract would assure us of very little accountability, and until there's something proven that's viable, that we should ask a lot of questions and not accept it just because it's an extra trouble.
Have you asked a leadership of the Brazos Animal Shelter questions and they haven't answered?
I have only heard what I heard in council from them. But I think just the fact that there are questions, there needs to be a lot more discussion, and not... It appears from the correspondence I've received that the city basically accepts the contract conditions as they are, and they're possibly willing to take the 15-year contract. And I think that, as everything we do, we are talking about taxpayers' dollars, and they should be dealt with very carefully. And our fiscal stewardship should be at the highest quality level that we can reach to best serve the needs of our people.
Very good. Thank you for your time this morning. Jenna McMillan, she's the Place 5 Council Member of the College Station City Council. It's 8:30.